Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Name the quarterback.
Gwynn and Chris can talk all they want about football, but they've never played it. They enlisted former Charger and Dolphin Greg Camarillo to provide us with insight from the gridiron. It's time to get the player perspective on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, Greg Camarillo joins us, and we are so happy to have you. You were fast, too. We just looked at the video. You, like, broke away from that DB the final 40 yards on that play. Nice.
It's actually the situation. I am never have been fast, never will be fast. That poor DB was playing in the fifth quarter of the game, and I had only probably played about 10 plays.
So you were fresh.
Ready to roll.
All right, that's nice of you to say, but anyway, we just watched it for fun, and honestly, we saw the guy who threw the pass to you, and none of us could name who it was. Even me, who is like the biggest Dolphins fan ever, you remember, I'm sure.
Cleo Lemon, right? Cleo Lemon.
Unbelievable. Well. Yeah, out of nowhere. So what's it like to score a walk-off in Miami? I mean, I don't know that it was the same as what happened yesterday, but I'm sure it was a very exciting moment for that franchise when you got that touchdown, and obviously yesterday was something similar. Talk about what you saw in that play and just how crazy it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fun part is, in both situations, only the faithful fans are still around. You figure, in my situation, we had lost 13 straight games. You know, if you were at a game, you were a dedicated fan. And same thing with yesterday. If you were the type of fan that doesn't believe in your team, you were already making your way for the exit. Those that stuck around got to see a heck of a show. And it's just an exciting play to watch. So most teams will end a walkthrough going through situations like that. And almost every team I was on would jog through that play, but what it would turn into is make sure all the big fat guys get to touch the ball, act silly, run into the end zone, do a little dance. No one ever believes that play is actually going to work, and I guess the Patriots didn't believe it either.
Clearly. Yeah. Greg, I got to ask you, one of the big headlines really all season has been the officiating. For a guy like yourself who played in the league, has the officiating been as bad as you've seen it in a while?
Yes. I don't like it, and I understand that it is a hard job. There's a bazillion rules. You got to make snap judgments, but it's just inconsistent. You know, yeah. Some games there's a lot of defensive pass interference, and some games there's a lot of holding. It just seems to be no consistency across the board, and then just a lot of replays. Things slowing the game down, and I get it. They want to get the call right. But what I'm looking for is just consistency. If you're going to call, you know, every time a DB touches a receiver, then call it across the board. If you're going to let him play, let him play. But make sure each game is the same way.
Yeah, and every game is different. You're right. The one game that they didn't let him touch anybody was that Kansas City Ram game. And
yeah.
That, I really believe, contributed to the 54-51. I didn't get to see the game last night, but I'm almost sure they let the Bear receivers touch some of the Ram receivers last night. Because that's about the only way you could ever hold the Rams right to 6 points. So.
Yeah, and I'm cool with that. You know, give them a little bump. Just as
yeah.
long as you're not holding them, let them play.
Right. Greg Camarillo is with us following a crazy Sunday in the National Football League. Let's talk a little bit about these Chargers here. You know, I don't know that they might not have been looking ahead a little bit to Kansas City. Talk about what that means, because we say that in the media. The fans think that. Do the players ever actually really do it? I mean, the big game's on Thursday night, and you're playing the Bengals, and they kind of gave not a classic effort. They won the game. But is that really possible to overlook a team at the NFL level?
I would say you overlook how much effort you need to put into it. You know, the difference between the great coaches that I've had and the bad coaches that I had, a good coach prepares you for an opponent to be great each week. And granted, it is the Bengals coming to town. They lost their starting receiver. They lost their starting quarterback. But a great coach gets you mentally prepared to come, for them to show up to your house and play you, because any team can get excited to play one of the best teams in the NFL. So you're going to get an effort. But knowing that you have the division battle coming up, 5 days after the game, 4 days after the game, it would be very easy to start focusing on that. And it sure looked like some players were doing that.
Former NFLer Greg Camarillo joins us here on the Gwen and Chris show. Greg, let me ask you, you know, losses, you know, I hear that the NFL, it's the toughest league to get a win in. And there's losses are going to happen every week. When you look at the losses that Pittsburgh took this week or that the Rams took this week, does that kind of loss slow down a team's mojo?
So for Pittsburgh, absolutely. Because it's, I think it's three in a row, and it's been kind of like a snowball of events. So they didn't get Le'Veon Bell signed. He's gone for the year. They lost a close one at home. They lost a close one versus the Chargers, and then they lost versus the Raiders, and that's like, you know, salt in the wound. Losing one close game, not bad. Losing three in a row, it shows that there's some sort of bigger problem. It's not just, you know, they forgot how to finish. There's something going on in Pittsburgh that's an issue, and I think it some of it involves Big Ben, his effort and his attitude. He's not the same type of finisher that we've seen in the past. But on the other side, for the Rams, I don't think it's a big issue. You know, they're still 10-2. They won their division. I think they're 10-2. Won their division. A game like that can actually force you to start thinking, you know what, we're not invincible. We need to go back and fix some things. And then, they still got three games to get on a roll for the postseason.
Let's go back a little full circle back to this Miami-New England finish. I want to ask you about the Patriots and how they react to a game like this. But just before that, talk about how difficult it really is to tackle somebody in the open field in the NFL. You know, everybody's making fun of Gronkowski, and okay, he stumbled and he fell down and he's a, you know, whatever. But he's not a safety. He's a tight end. And I thought what that showed was just how great these players in the NFL really truly are, the safeties and the cornerbacks, that they're able to make tackles in the open field, because you put a normal person out there like Gronkowski, and it was a joke. It was a mismatch.
I love how Gronk is a normal person when it comes to
defense. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not like you're putting me out there.
Well, it sure looked like it, the way he was stumbling on himself. But, I am, as a self-declared Patriots hater, I love to see not only them get beat in Miami, but to lose on a coaching error like that, to see Belichick put Gronkowski out there. They were 69 yards away. The ball is not going to make it in the air to the end zone. You don't need the big fella out there to go bat it down. You want somebody that can play defense. Or even if you do put a receiver out there, maybe Josh Gordon is a little faster. But if you don't practice tackling, which I'm assuming Gronkowski looked like he had never practiced tackling in his life, it is an incredibly hard thing to do. And you know, I was a receiver that would play on special teams. So I didn't practice much tackling. But then, you know, just you're running full speed one direction, the other guy's running full speed at you. It's incredibly hard to get your body lined up, get your shoulders in the right position to take a guy down. And it showed. You know, you've got a guy running at you, and it's like a punter on a punt return. You just start freaking out, like, uh-oh, what do I do? Stumbling over yourself is not the answer, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first time Gronk has looked anything but a superhuman on the football field. That was not his best athletic self out there. Let me ask you about the Bears. This team, you know, pretty much put a whooping on the Los Angeles Rams last night. How good do you think this Bears team could be? Can they make a run in the playoffs?
I think so. And, Chris, I know you like it as a football purist to see somebody control the line of scrimmage.
A little defense.
And so, you know, this is a passing league. You know, all the rules are designed for you to throw passes and score points. The one way to stop that is with a pass rush. And they have a great pass rush. And then Khalil Mack is just, he is a man amongst boys to see the stuff he does. And then Jared Goff, it seemed like he knew where Khalil Mack was on every play, was worried about getting hit, was throwing the ball out early, started throwing picks. And so I think that's the only way you're going to slow down some of these teams is if you can get to the quarterback, and the Bears are great at that. on the other side of the ball, Mitch Trubisky is really starting to show off. And what I think he's surprising people most with is his mobility. You know, he has no problem tucking the ball and going and getting some yards.
No question. It helps that Bears attack. Greg Camarillo is with us. I know you do some work at USD, and so I have to ask you this question because Tony won't touch USD. But I am a big Josh Johnson fan. I called his games in college, and that was now a decade ago. I'm so excited to see him have the kind of game that he had yesterday. I realize it was in a hopeless performance type of thing, but he put some numbers up there. He threw the ball around, ran around, and got himself coming up this weekend. I feel so good for him because I know here's a guy that's been trying for this opportunity for almost 10 years to get on the field and start an NFL game again. That's a great story, and it's a local story in a lot of ways. And I know that a lot of people probably aren't going to pay attention to the Redskins game this Sunday, but I'm going to.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing. He was a first round draft pick a week ago, the very first pick of the AAF San Diego Fleet, and then to go from that to being a starting quarterback in the NFL is just a fun little week for him, but. A few things. One is, as a backup quarterback, he spent a decade, you know, sitting on the bench waiting for his opportunity. Usually when a backup quarterback gets action, it's because the team is doing terribly. This is a great situation because the team is okay. They've just had quarterbacks, you know, Alex Smith broke his leg, Colt McCoy broke his leg. And so here's this opportunity. And if, to show up in 1 week, I cannot express how difficult it is to learn a playbook. And you could say, oh, he was been in this system in the past, but he's been in a million systems. So it speaks to his intelligence to be able to go in there, learn enough of a playbook to actually make some plays. And then it speaks to his athleticism to be able to run around. Cause that's what you got to do when, you know, you don't have 100% grasp of the offense. Sometimes you just got to make things happen with your athleticism. So I'm excited to see him start. He's going to get some reps in practice. See how that translates to the field, and he might resurrect his career.
Well, I hope he does, because he's a great kid, and I really, really liked him, and always felt that he had the ability to do it, you know, at this level. It just, he needed the opportunity. Like you said, Greg, maybe this will be it for Josh Johnson. This will be his big chance. Hey, thanks for all the great insight, as always, on a Monday. Good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
All right, fellas. Have a good day.
Take care, Greg.
There he is, Greg Camarillo, former Charger, former Dolphin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.